Thank you, Jawahar. Now I'll read out the demands which will be passed as resolutions from this house. And so please raise your hands in support and pass them unanimously. Okay, the first demand is that there should be a National Commission of Inquiry, because what we've documented in this report are merely 16 cases, which even in Delhi would only be the tip of the iceberg. There are hundreds and hundreds of undocumented cases which we've not sort of put together. And what needs to be done really is a National Commission of Inquiry to document and investigate the number of such cases across the country. Second is the question of compensation and rehabilitation. There needs to be a comprehensive rehabilitation package, including, we've just heard what Amir and Maghul had to say, a comprehensive rehabilitation package including assistance in education, in occupation, should be devised and announced for those wrongfully imprisoned on false charges. Secondly, compensation and rehabilitation. Provide for compensation to be paid to the victims of false prosecution in terms of the judgments of the Delhi High Court and the two cases that give such a precedent, Taslima versus State of Delhi and Prempal versus Commissioner of Police, in both of which cases compensation was granted to people who were falsely incarcerated. So we're citing those judgments to say that there is a legal precedent and compensation should be granted.
Manisha, I think we must add that the compensation should be given from the salary of the police
officers. That's right, because what they did in Makkah Masjid. That's right, because what happened in the Makkah Masjid case, where scores of young people were picked up, and the compensation that was given was actually from the Makkah Masjid Development Fund, which was a complete travesty of the whole process. So now the third point is the question of public apology, because, you know, being charged with being a terrorist comes with its own social stigma, and the least that the government and the police should do is to offer a public apology to all those who've suffered wrongful arrest, prosecution and incarceration. Fourth, disband the special cell. Fifth is to do with the question of officers, action against officers involved in frame-ups. All those officers of investigating agencies against whom the courts have drawn adverse inferences, and if you go through this report, you will find ample cases where the courts are actually saying that the person was deliberately targeted by the special cell, that there was a deliberate frame-up and so on. In all of these cases, wherever there are these negative inferences, the officers and the personnel must be suspended with immediate effect. They must be proceeded with departmentally by taking disciplinary action, and in cases where there exist promotions and awards as a result of these false cases, and we know that there are several, then they ought to be stripped of such promotions and awards. In fact, if you look at the trajectory of the careers of those in the special cell, you will find that, I mean, nobody has had such rapid promotions as those in the special cell. From ASI to ACP, it's a matter of a few years. And all of these promotions are really built on either, you know, people like Amir and Maghul Shah, or the dead bodies of those who've been killed in fake encounters. And these police officers must be prosecuted for the crimes that they have committed in the process of foisting false cases against innocent accused. There should be FIRs filed against these police officers, and the investigation must be conducted by the CBCID. There is a section of the CRPC, which is 197, which says that, you know, before you prosecute any government servant, there must be a sanction from the government. If you have to prosecute against them for acts allegedly committed in the line of duty, then sanction must be gotten by the government. Now, the section 197 CRPC should be made inapplicable to police and investigating agencies. They must be brought out from the purview of the section 197 CRPC in cases of false prosecution, incarceration, torture, because this section is often taken as a pretext for not acting against or proceeding criminally against these police officers. Mm-hmm. So our demand is that they should be brought out from the purview of section 197 CRPC. The present Prevention of Torture Bill must be scrapped and replaced with a new bill in conformity with the Convention Against Torture. And lastly, Mr. Manishankar Iyer hasn't turned up. Anyway, we've seen in the recent past the parliament sort of asserting its supremacy, saying that the civil society cannot dictate to us what law we must pass. But it's amazing that in a democracy, the intelligence agencies continue to be outside of the purview of any parliamentary oversight. So our last demand is that intelligence agencies must be immediately brought within the purview of a parliamentary oversight.
Absolutely.
Sure. We'll include that. Sure. So these were the list of demands, and now I invite Arundhati to speak.